big purple gray pussy, stinking like fucking mama's leftover meatloaf.
This is Foam Freaks.
It's hard to be yourself and be a good person, you know? You gotta choose a road.
That crackhead's ass. He was I don't know why she was trying to show out in front of my baby daddy like she could sit up here and fuck with me. She knows she can't sit up here and fuck with the diva.
The diva?
Is her baby daddy on the line with her?
She can't fuck with
That's
me, baby.
That
pushed in booty bitch can't fuck with me with that box booty.
They had phone sex. They phone boned. Unprotected.
Have you ever had a call where people like plan to meet up off this?
Oh, they talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably never happens though.
A couple of them say that they've met in real life.
That one guy was talking about how he was going to Starbucks with the other caller.
I was at the gas station the day
how they were getting him a Danish.
And,
oh, yeah.
I was putting some gas
Brooklyn.
In my car.
Yeah.
And this woman came up to me and she said, baby.
I mean, good for them risking meeting one of these crazy people.
You got a fat ass.
But I think that comes down to the where everyone thinks that everyone else is like them.
Yeah.
Because we're told that we're all the same.
Exactly. And the amount of self-awareness you have to have beyond this has to be minuscule to even like.
She asked me that.
These people are barely interacting with their environments.
Because what did I have one?
I wonder if this makes you feel less crazy if you like to talk to yourself and you're like,
I think I had on my Balenciaga boxer
let me just go ahead. Balenciaga boxer briefs.
Baby, them motherfuckers fit.
Baby,
just dial in though.
Yeah.
Like, I feel it coming on. I'm going to talk to myself. Let me get on the line and just babble.
Yeah.
And I think I had on a wife beater, if I'm not mistaken.
She's trying.
And I had on my Balenciaga slide. I was looking cute, baby.
No, Balenciaga's not in anymore.
And that ass was sticking out. That woman
That's
said,
probably why she can get it.
It's on sale.
Yeah,
it really is on the real. It's
like
75-80% off.
Really?
Because when the people approach me, I'm very polite.
Are they the one that had that like
child scandal?
That one was pretty crazy. I don't get involved in that one. Seemed a little nuts.
A dyke bitch tried to talk to me. A fucking dyke.
Baby bondage. Who knew that the world wasn't into that?
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's like 5 years too early. We're almost there, but the way things are going.
But you're not going to put no stuff on and fuck me, bitch.
It's like when all the women that have OnlyFans now are too old for people to subscribe to their OnlyFans, then they'll make OnlyFans for their kids.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens to actresses when they get too old.
They force their kids.
They make their kids act.
Bitch, what the fuck I'm going to do with
that? That's equal, no?
Yeah.
Probably. Isn't that what how the Kardashians started? Mama Kardashian was like, I don't know what I'm going to do for you girls to be wealthy, so I'm just going to start whoring you out.
Guys do that with their sons too.
For sports?
For sports, or even like in small towns, a lot of times it's like the tradesmen making fun of the guys that go to college, you know, like it's like that every time. Why don't you just enter a trade and then
who's going to run the lumber mill?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know. Robots. Into,
yeah, it's like, yeah.
Yeah. You're not exactly selling it. You only have 8 fingers now.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, but we do. I mean, I don't know. Do we need mechanics anymore with electric cars? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm going down the wrong path. I was going to say we need people to do trades work.
Yeah. It's funny. When I go back home, I almost have to like, whenever there's a bunch of dudes, you have to like prove yourself that you're not like a pussy because you went to college and you went to California and like, they'll talk about chopping wood and be like, oh, you probably don't even know what we're doing over here. Do you? Like, just, you know what I mean?
Like, they're like, oh, stains and primers. Yeah. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, I had to sand it and then double prime it.
Yeah.
Oh, manly words.
Yeah, it's funny. They'll be working on a truck. You're like, what are you up to? They're like, you wouldn't understand. It's, don't worry about it. And they'll go talk to like someone that was in your class.
Do you guys have an axe throwing place up in your town?
In the woods.
Right?
No, we're not going to pay to go throw our axes.
Our axes. Yeah. They own them. They don't need to rent them.
Literally.
I've got an axe up front. I can just come in the back and start throwing it at the tree.
Yeah.
It's your tree.
This is Austin Trafalette, and you're listening to Phone Freaks. No,
you didn't get hugged either?
I grew up in a household with four women. So my growing up, my household was my mom, my sister, my grandma, and my great grandma. I got like over hugged.
You're going to be tall Tom Cruise.
Dude, was he?
He grew up in all women.
Really? That's probably why he's into fucking Scientology. He just needs to be praised all the time. Like they worship him.
Like all they did was neg me.
Yeah. Yeah. There was no failing. Like in my house, I remember playing basketball games and I'd have like five turnovers and 0 points. And my whole family's like, you were the best one. I'd just be so mad. I was like, yell at me, yell at me. Like,
oh, so you have a disappointment kink?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't like that. No.
No, I just want you to tell me what I need to do to get better.
Yeah.
You're not paying attention.
Yeah. I like real life. I think. I don't like real life. I feel like I know when people aren't being real with me because I grew up where it was just, yeah.
Well, I mean, positive reinforcement is supposed to be better than negative reinforcement.
Hey, you guys won state championships.
We did. We did win state championships.
That's still, how does such a small town end up winning states?
So my roommate that I mentioned, he's like 6'9" and I was 6'5". We're playing
so,
in a...
So you guys would just throw it back and forth to one another over no, our team was... Hands.
My friends might watch this. You guys did well, okay?
No, he was the center and you were the power forward?
No, like we literally would just play whatever needed to be played. Like he played in college, I played in college. And we're playing in a division where all the schools have like 400 people, 500 people. And so it was like we're playing against kids that are just... have like fetal alcohol syndrome. And they're just, it wasn't that impressive. I don't think.
I'm pretty sure fetal alcohol syndrome just gives you an ugly face. I don't know that it
makes you short and uncoordinated.
They weren't great at basketball either. So,
I mean, also to be fair, you guys have a lot of like the roots of spectrum are all coming out of the greater Seattle area with all of the super smart tech people.
The roots of Spectrum. The roots of the Spectrum tree.
Like they started identifying a lot more because all these tech people are breeding together.
Really? I never knew that we had like a little autism hub up there.
Yeah.
Really?
Between Microsoft and Amazon.
Really? Yeah, you can kind of feel it. Like if you walk around, you can kind of feel it. You just feel dumb. Like you're like, these people are smarter than me. They know shit I haven't figured out yet.
I remember when I went to Seattle, I was bar hopping and every bouncer or door guy, they're not really, they're bouncers, I guess, but they're all sitting there reading like novels. And you're just like, I'm here for live music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Good. No problem. And then they open the book back up. What the fuck?
Reading an author that died in 1945. That's so insane. Yeah,
there's definitely an intelligence vibe running through Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, I think intelligence in Seattle is kind of like being hot down here, where people like overplay it, you know? Like down here, you have to pretend to be hotter than you are on Instagram. Up there, you got to be like literate. You have to have conversations about shit neither of you care about. It's just like, that's just who they are.
Well-read is one of the things on dating profiles.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Cough it out, girl.
Listen, you're choking it up. Oh, yeah, girl. I've been in here for hours just chilling.
You have?
Nobody messaged you? Nah, girl. Nah. Let me tell you what.
Yeah, someone
happened,
said they
yo.
Wanted to use her okay. as,
so back
can
in the
I
day,
use you for sex?
Yeah. I used to hang out with this kid that lived across the street from me, like right where I live now. Mm-hmm. Some bullshit happened.
And she put her finger up her butt and make him smell it?
11 years.
You back home?
Bro, guess who just showed up on my doorway?
We're about to fuck the shit out of him.
after 11 years, this kid that I knew when he was 17 is now a grown man. I like 30, girl. He's like, I wrote you. I was like, I know you wrote me.
He's out of prison
now?
And
he like put me in the forehead. He's like, why didn't you write me back? I'm like, what do you mean? Like,
he flicked her in the forehead? That's aggressive.
No, I'm not in a relationship. So what?
No, Brooklyn, I got a man. Like, keep it real. Like, anyway, but yeah, this man just showed up my door, tatted from head to toe.
Oh yeah, he was in prison.
All buff, like, what's up? Where you been? Like, I'm like, you know, I've never been with a white boy. He's like, what? Yeah, like, he's just.
It's like, I have rainbow skin like, now from all these tattoos.
I'm like, no, you won't see me later.
It's like, no, I'm going to see you later. Yeah. Don't you remember what I went to prison for?
I'm in trouble. But can you imagine not seeing somebody for that long and them just showing up at your house?
Yo, girl, like, why don't you run it back?
Because
I'm illiterate.
Than me.
All right, so she's 38.
I wrote you.
I've been. It's like you said. I've been waiting to get out.
I don't want to be in whatever neighborhood they live in.
Would you have a prison pen pal? If one of your ex-girlfriends went to prison and she wrote you, would you write her back?
So current me?
Yeah.
So being evolved and trying to be supportive of wanting like people in the world to be happier. It depends on, is it, if it's sappy love letter shit? No.
No, it's just, you know.
Self-improvement?
No.
Give me
no,
some
more
news.
Just, you know. They went to prison for something. A bunch of their friends are now like exiling them. So they need somebody in their life. Would you be that person?
Do they tell me they're going to kill themselves if I don't write back?
No.
That's a hard one. I might write once. Hmm. Be like, hey, you know, make the most of your journey. I don't know. Probably because I still have, I don't have like a soft spot in my heart, but I spent time with everybody and I really do want them to all live their best lives. Like I don't have any
ill will,
any resentment. Yeah. No, yeah. no ill will, especially, you know, I'm pretty sure I've done all the dumping. So yeah, actually, no, I know I've done all the dumping. That's why it's very expensive for me to break up with somebody.
People are dying, not from their diseases, but from their
I don't know, though. If Blair went to prison, I'm not writing to her. Because she's just being mean.
Let's take, for instance, HPV.
Currently or in prison.
Also known as the wart virus.
I mean, she's just being mean now. So I don't, like, there's no, I've,
people have
you try to be the bigger person.
Even if she, like, writes a letter and she's like, I found God. Because, you know, everyone finds God in prison.
And when these get
yeah. She's repented.
I think that I would,
throat cancer,
I'd be like, best of luck. And I'm going to read every letter that you send to our daughter because I don't trust the weird shit you're going to say now that you're writing from prison.
They're really promoting towards a young teenage female.
You know, if you're going to do this exercise, then it'd be like,
the HPV vaccination.
Would you want people to write back to you if you ended up in prison?
That they really give people.
I mean, I had a prison pen pal for a while.
Doesn't have treatment.
What was his name?
Eradication of virus.
His real name?
You don't have to name him.
But they don't want to eradicate him because there's no money in eradicating.
But you know what I mean? Because I really do. I really try hard to live the golden rule thing. And I think that's why sometimes I'm reactionary because it's like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're making me pivot and then it's, you're not the person I thought you were. Well, you're not treating me the right way. I'm giving you what you asked me to give you.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when people get pissed off. But, you know,
found in nature,
I feel like if I went to prison, the person that I would care most about maintaining a relationship would be my little one. Everyone else, fuck them. Like, whatever. Or maybe, you know, if I had a, if I had a cohort as I was on my way to prison and somehow I'm the one that got pinched and I didn't want to snitch. Be like, yo, you're taking care of shit while I'm in here, right? But when you I expect to be repaid for my debt.
Denature that virus, okay, and stop it from replicating.
But it's, okay? I think it would just be like, all right, new environment, new world. It's not like all of my past is burned down around me anyway. It's not like I'm not burdened by family or friends. And
it is too late. That boy had that shit for over 10 years.
So you had a pen pal. Would you want to write to people if you went to prison?
Yeah, I mean, according to his letters, there's nothing else to really do.
Ain't no way. No, I looked it up.
You know.
Well, I looked it so, up.
Yeah, I guess I would pick up writing.
You don't have to write to people. I mean, you can write to people and not send it. That's one thing. The other thing is you could actually start writing. Like, you could write a book as long as it's not about whatever crime you committed.
Yeah.
I wonder if you went to prison for some crime and you wrote a book, but then you give the book the rights of the book to somebody else, like you give it to a sibling or a significant other, could they then sell that book?
Maybe you're talking about a different type of virus. Are you talking about?
Because you're not allowed to profit from it directly, but be like, yeah, I ghost wrote. I'm using air quotes. Ghost wrote the book. It's an autobiography, but I gave the credit to somebody else so they can make all the money.
I'm talking about every virus known to man.
And why they don't just call them? Yeah.
And then you go back to jail for fraud.
Some of them stronger than the other ones.
Because they have different characteristics. That's how they identify them under the microscope.
Yeah, I don't know.
Under the electron microscope.
I don't know enough about all of the ins and outs of that.
You're not supposed to be able to profiteer from a crime. Even though all the people that do, like, tax evasion and everything are profiteering from their crime.
God, I want to lick somebody's asshole. Lick somebody's asshole. Oh, God, I want to lick somebody's asshole. Lick somebody's asshole. Lick somebody's asshole. Oh, God, I want to lick somebody's asshole. Lick somebody's asshole.
Do you use, I mean, I guess you don't use any of the dating apps.
No, I've never been able to do that. I don't know why. It's just, it's a weird, I don't care enough to like respond and read. Like, I just don't care that much.
You don't want
to
get sucked in.
You're not well read. I don't want to read what these girls are typing.
Is that how you define well read? If a guy reads what I'm saying, then he's smart.
Like, I just
so you don't listen to women. Is that what you're saying?
Can you just talk to me instead?
Yeah, no, it just gets so overwhelming. Like, you get on an app and it's like, oh, there's thousands of people. How do I even differentiate? Like, it just feels
because
so.
Because you're tall. You just.
I'm not saying they're all into me. I'm just saying
no,
they're
no,
all
no.
There.
Seriously, ask her. All you have to do is lead with, I'm 6'5".
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just going to put a blank profile and just put, I'm 6'5" and yes. Just test it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 6'5" and I can't read. And then just see who can.
They won't even look at the I can't read.
Yeah. No. No. Have you never seen the memes that are like, oh, I met this guy. He's been to prison this many times. He has like felonies. And I think he murdered somebody last week, but he's 6'5".
Yeah.
So
you can't teach height.
Yeah. I think he's the one.
Yeah, it's such an interesting thing how we're trying to be politically correct about all our like biological attractive. You know what I mean? Like that move, and it's like you just can't change it. Like there's no reason if you're 5'2" that you should need a guy that's. You know what I mean? It's funny. I think
that's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you like a big ass, you like big tits, whatever. It's what you like. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Shame me because I like something?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do to prove a point you're with somebody that you're not attracted to?
You're treating them like shit, wanting to cheat all the time because it's just like, I don't like you.
Yeah.
But I can't like what I like because someone's going to shame me for it.
Yeah, I know.
Life's too short.
It's hard to be yourself and be a good person, you know? You gotta choose a road.
Be yourself. That's always.
Yeah, everyone on Twitter is trying to be a good person and they're miserable, and everyone not is just being an asshole with a smile.
And event. I mean, but eventually your moral compass kicks in and you're like, oh, like you were saying, you have a hard time just hooking up with girls because you know that they want more. So you've already got a little bit of the moral compass going.
Somewhat. It's like a battle. You know what I mean? It's definitely, it's like a fist fight inside. It's not like I'm just a great person. The problem is I know that I'm, when I'm not being, you know, I think a lot of guys just miss the awareness of like, oh, I'm being an asshole right now.
Your sack's empty, then you're like, oh God, this is going to suck in 3 weeks when I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
And I do stand up, so you know where I'm going to be.
I have to. Yeah. Yeah.
No. Trying to get that Instagram following, you know?
Yeah.
Any stalkers?
What's that?
Any stalkers yet?
None that are like dangerous or too like... I've had a few people...
None with restraining orders.
I've had like a few girls where I'm like, don't come to any of my shows ever again. Like I've said those words. And then I show up and they're just like, I didn't know you were going to be here like 3 times in a week. I'm like, you did. You follow. I know you knew.
Yeah. Like, I guess you can blow me backstage, but yeah, God damn it. Don't come here anymore.
This is the last time and I'm not going to be happy about it. Okay. I'm not.
Yeah. This is to teach you a lesson.
Yeah, exactly.
This isn't for me.
Yeah.
It's like you dry. You go out on stage just like, I don't know, guys. I got nothing tonight.
Yeah. Well, and it's weird too, because like when you're working on material, you do a lot of like shows or mics that are really shitty. Like there's 5 people in there. And when it's like 3 people that showed up, like, you know, in some weird fucking way, but you don't know them. It's like, that's 3 out of 5 people. It's like, I don't want to sit here and do my stuff. You know, it'll ruin the whole thing in a way. It's so weird.
And then when the material's about them.
Yeah, exactly. Or about stuff they're just not going to be happy about. Yeah.
So who's the other guy? Guy.
Big purple gray pussy. Stinking like fucking mama's leftover meatloaf.
Pussy's got to stink pretty bad for you to stay away, right?
Yeah.
Like, really, like, it has to smell
sick. Once you're there.
Once you're there.
It's, yeah. It's like trying to leave the McDonald's drive through after you're already walked in, dude.
I don't know why these fucking niggas seem that good looking. The nigga woman's the ugliest woman on earth. I'm telling you, there ain't no other race uglier than a nigga woman. Them nigga bitches are fucking ugly. Really.
Golly.
I guess it depends. I mean, this is,
Every other race, you
he's a... A lobster fisherman up in Maine.
This guy is?
Yeah.
Yo, you have background?
They all look alike.
They're all nasty.
His nickname is Gummy Bear.
You see a boy from Africa, there ain't no fat niggas. There ain't no fat niggas at all in Africa in the movies. You come to America, all the fucking niggas are fat and lazy. You know why? In Africa, if they can't run the lions and tigers and leopards and shit, eat the fucking niggas. So they can't get fat.
He's obviously never seen 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
they got no lions and tigers and leopards to eat. So they just lay around and eat on a white man's food stamp.
He's getting real philosophical with it. He's black himself, right? We have 2 different tints of this conversation.
He's definitely, yeah. If he was black, it would be a different conversation.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of fucking them taking taxes out of me to feed the fucking niggas. Because the niggas are too lazy.
He's currently under house arrest.
Really?
Uh-huh. We gotta buy that kid school clothes. We gotta buy that.
Those intrusive thoughts are winning. Sitting in your room.
Gotta buy the kid school. I mean, shoes and fucking backpacks. Well, tell daddy and mommy nigga to get a job. Kid. Ain't a nigga kid's fault, but
he's got a dead wife, and he's fucking his sister-in-law.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you guys get this stuff from the calls, and then just kind of
it's come out over time?
It's like an AI chat room. I just keep learning about you. Oh,
he's
really?
Like, he's super excited. He says how hot his wife is. She's sterile, so he gets to blast his loads inside of her.
Sitting out on the porch, airing out that pussy.
It's like she can't get pregnant. Yeah, she's broken, bro.
Yeah. My life's great.
It looks hideous.
He would take her on family vacation and fuck her while the wife was taking care of his kids.
Really? And the wife's cool with it?
I mean, she's dead now, so she didn't know, apparently.
Yeah.
It's her younger sister.
He might do a few hustles Russell's having a different dope money, but he ain't got to work for this fucking kid.
Could you imagine?
You know that? I know that.
Your sister fucking... Your wife.
If they take the food away almost. From the nigga, it'll only come home to the nigga.
No, that would be a curveball for sure.
That fucking thing. Because niggas can't.
Not even best friend. It's like, oh yeah, no, I was fucking your sister the whole time.
3 or 4 miles from the beach, sink that fucking thing.
Yeah, what I think I've had
sister too.
I think I'd have
big old kind of a cruise ship.
There were girls that I at one point considered best friends, and I'd be like, "Oh yeah, you would have totally fucked my boyfriend."
See, I've never had a friend that even like did anything crossing line, or like I think would.
Oh no, no. See, it's not while we're still friends.
Oh,
it's once our friendships ended and a bunch of stuff came out. Like they let me know how they really felt. I was like, oh,
yeah,
you're the kind of person that would have fucked my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because you would have just, like, kept holding in all this resentment and then tried to, like, stab me in my back.
Subtly, yeah.
Bitches be crazy.
Yeah.
At least you're a woman that admits that's true. A lot of ladies are like, how dare you generalize?
Yeah.
I mean, guys are crazy, too.
They're we're dumb as shit, though.
Yeah, we're less... dangerously crazy. Oh, that's not true. But you know when it's going to happen with us. You know what I mean?
You can see us.
Yeah, you can see a crazy guy from your car. You can be like, that guy's in, someone should arrest him. But like with crazy women, they present like they're super smart and like reasonable, and they know you better than you know you. It's scary.
Cunt. Cunt. I'm a cunt.
Have you ever watched Next Level Chef?
Mm-mm.
Bruh, there's this cook on there that the whole entire time he would make these jokes about like, oh, I'm so crazy, I'm so insane, and then everybody else started like being like, yeah, he's crazy, oh, he's a psychopath. Yeah, and I'm like, this guy is going to murder people.
Yeah,
and now he's on TV, like he just has like, you see murderers and you're like, yeah, they all have like a look.
He's got the crazy eyes.
Really?
Like he just looks like he's such a martyr. And now I think because he's been on TV, that girls are going to be like, oh my gosh, you're famous.
You're famous and dangerous too.
He's going to murder people.
He works with knives and fire for a living.
Yeah. Really? The first, yeah, there's going to be a couple accidents and then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I told him, I was like, this is me saying it. I'm calling it. He's going to murder somebody.
3 years or 5 years?
3.
Is this a big thing? Like there's a lot of people who are like, this guy's insane? Or is this like a you prediction?
Oh no, this is a me prediction. But the whole season, people were like referring to him, and he was referring to himself.
They were calling him a psychopath and insane. And like, and he was wearing it as a badge of honor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what also sucks is it's like the difference between like a murderer and a really successful guy. It's not that much. Like they're both like narcissistic, insane, treat people badly, low empathy. Like it's very thin line, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's studies.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a murderer. Like, it's like the same personality. A murderer just never became successful. Actually, there's murderers that were really successful too. Maybe this is too big of a generalization for me to tackle.
That Ted Bundy did pretty well.
Yeah, he was
apparently a good looking guy.
Good looking. I think he was college educated. He was in law school. Well spoken. What are you gonna do?
He just had a kink for murder.
Yeah. Did they ever like analyze him and try to? I'm sure they did, but like
I don't know. I never dug that deep into it.
From
I don't know all the like documentaries that I ever watched on him. He would like try to outsmart and be like, oh, like this and this and da 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 da, you know, and like, oh, they're never going to catch me because my murders are so random.
It was like a strategy thing for him where I'm outsmarting everyone.
Yeah, as somebody that may or may not have engaged in criminal activity during his lifetime, when you start to feel the rush of getting away with it, you got to stop. You got to move on to, you can just like pivot. Mm-hmm. If you're doing crimes, it should be for survival, not for kicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the whole
something
reason
to tell your kids.
You cops are so fucking dumb. Look what I can get away with.
The whole reason why he even got caught was because he like broke into a sorority house and then thought he killed a bunch of girls, but one of them he didn't.
One of them lived?
Yeah, he didn't actually kill. So then she was able to identify him.
I didn't stab you enough times. God damn it.
No, yeah, and he would do like sick shit too. Like he'd stab them and then have sex with the wound. Like just insane shit.
Yeah, no, he like beat her over the head with like a random wooden board, but like didn't beat her to death.
He thought she was dead.
Yeah.
God, what a good actress.
Yeah.
She's just like possum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was smart, but not thorough.
He just got sloppy. He'd done it so many times.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And guys love being good at something too. So I think even if it's the craziest thing, like when you see like, oh, I'm doing something no one else is doing and I'm doing it well, like you just become obsessed with it. Like, that's why guys get obsessed with everything they feel like they're good at. That's like, why
look what I can do.
There's dudes obsessed with painting model planes. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, if you think you're good at something, that's the direction you go in.
I whittle toothpicks out of big sticks. You're like, but they sell toothpicks at the store, not handmade.
And if you go up to one of those people and like show them someone who does it better than them, they like lose, for the most part, it's obviously a generalization, but they lose like their emphasis from it. Cause they're like, this is my, you know,
I'm never going to be that good.
Yeah. Guys are kind of born psychos. You know,
those guys are on the spectrum though. That's why they're losing their shit.
Yeah, they probably are. But even like, I don't know. It's like that with everything. Like on a first date, you can find out what that guy's thing is. Just whatever he talks about or is like trying to get you to ask him about. I guarantee he thinks he's literally the best in the world at that thing.
7-1-2-4-3-2-L-O-A-D. 7-1-2-4-3-2-L-O-A-D.
Call us. I'm for real. You came in here and started. I'ma finish it. Don't start with me.
I ain't started nothing.
You started. You came up in here worrying about what I said to the other person. You try to be a cheerleader. You try to suck his dick from the back, but he didn't need your help.
I didn't say nothing about him.
Yes, you said 69, and I said, you heard what I said. I said for you to say something about 69, you can tell that you a lonely bitch. That's what I said. Yes, don't be worried about what I said to the next person. I wasn't talking to you. Was I talking to you? Was I talking to you? No, I was not. You come and butting in people's business, you know, trying to suck his dick from the back, just like I said. We don't need no cheerleader. Nigga, you a cheerleader. We don't need no cheerleader. And you a bad cheerleader at that. You ain't even good with it. Go sit down, cheerleader. Go sit down. Sit down, cheerleader. Go sit down. Fucking loser.
Ooh, damn. Okay. Damn.
Okay, ma'ams, what's your thing?
I don't have a thing.
Okay,
this is why I hate humanity.
What's your thing?
What's my thing? I can't tell you my thing. I can't tell you my thing. No, I don't know what my thing is.
Oh, well, Olga's have it.
Well, yeah.
Two guys in the room. Okay, hamburger head. What's your thing?
I don't think the guys are aware of it.
His thing is having his balls. That's his thing.
He does have his balls?
Yeah.
Yeah. That probably is his thing. I think a girl could figure that out about a guy more better than a guy could figure it out about himself. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how apparently I present to the world as an angry motherfucker. That's all I ever get told. Stop yelling. It's like, I have a loud voice. I'm big. What do you mean? Like, my thing is getting pissed off at people being idiots.
So you think you're smarter than everyone? Everyone's just so stupid. I don't know what my thing is.
No, they are so stupid. I mean, yeah. I wish someone had told me as a kid, like, it's okay. You're not like everyone else. Everyone's a fucking moron.
Yeah.
And my life would have been so much easier because it would have changed my expectations.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I grew up in a household where it was like me and a really young mother. So we were always just guessing, you know, like I never was under that umbrella. Most kids are. It's like, like adults know what's going on and I don't.
Oh no. I grew up without that too.
I never had it. My mom would just come to me like, what the fuck should we do? You know,
she's
we just
like,
figured
I
out.
Don't know. She, yeah. Cereal for dinner.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. We grew up as like friends, just figuring shit out together, you know? And so it was never like, I never had the guys that adults were smart. I always, even as a kid, was just like, yeah, you're not, you don't have it figured out either. Like, I don't, but you also don't, you know? And it got me in a lot of trouble in school because.
Oh no, I hate authority.
Yeah, me too. It's probably our thing. We figured it out.
We both hate authority. Yeah. I wonder if that's one of the things with being raised by a single mom and knowing that like seeing that the world is against women. So then it's like the whole world ends up being against your family and you don't even realize why. Mm. Like you feel it, but you don't understand.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
Hmm. Okay.
That's why there's so much aggression in hip hop. All the single mom and...
And the NFL.
A lot of anger. You just grow up with all this anger.
Yeah.
Because the world's not fair. And where's my dad, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Okay, then explain Chris Brown. He was just raised by his mom, but then he beat Rihanna.
Yeah, he was angry.
Yeah, he's maybe angry. He doesn't get rid of the violence. And he probably hates his fucking mom for having grown up without a dad.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
There's parts of me that resents... the way that I was raised.
Yeah.
Even when you know it was for the better.
Yeah. I think that came pretty apparent to me in high school. And then I just like dealt with it. Like where it was like, oh, I'm really frustrated about these things. Mm-hmm. And it was so obvious to me that I was really self-aware. And I think that helped a lot. Cause now it's like, I don't really feel any resentment at all.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's not, I love that my mom took care of me. She was a good prison warden, but you know, like whatever. I had to teach myself so much shit, just navigating blindly.
Yeah.
And women don't give feedback.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I more felt the weirder part for me was that like my dad grew up in my town I grew up in. And so he knew like there was teachers he had sex with like when he was younger and like,
oh, shit.
He dated like the whole town. And it was just, but no one told me anything until I was like 16. Like it was the weirdest thing. I didn't know my stepdad. I grew up with a stepdad for like till I was like 12. I thought he was my dad. And then, because he came in when I was like 1 year old. And so like I took his last name and everything like that. Then we went to go get my license and they're like, this isn't your last name. And so I got it changed. Yeah, which was, it was fine. But the weirder part for me was knowing.
Okay, so what's your birth last name?
I don't even remember it.
Oh.
Literally, I don't even remember it. It's weird. Like, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Like, I've literally never used it. I would know it. It starts with a T. I remember that, but I don't remember anything else. But the weirder part was like a lot of people in the town knew the situation and I didn't. That was what was weird for me.
Yeah, small town politics.
And everybody because they're knows polite and all religious, they don't talk about it, but they talk about it behind your back.
Yeah, and I felt like there were certain people in my town who like looked at me through a lens because they knew that. You know what I mean? But I didn't realize it till later. So then you're like going back and be like, oh, you, that it wasn't so because sense. I was fucking up in class. You didn't like me, you know? It's a weird thing.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the benefits about living in a bigger city where yeah. like nobody knows your business. But the nun that taught my uncle ended up, she was teaching at the school I was at when we left my father.
Yeah.
And then she ended up teaching at the school that I was at for eighth grade. So she talked about my family shit in front of the rest of my classmates.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really fucked up because she knew Grandma Mams.
Mm. A weird situation. I'm trying to think if I should say it. I think it'd be fun. These people aren't going to listen to this. I hope. I hope they don't follow me on Instagram. One of my teachers who had, she wasn't like my teacher, but she was like affiliated with the school. Like always, I don't know what she did exactly. She taught a class I was never in or something. At like Cheese Days, which is our big festival. And she was married to my principal, who's my best friend's dad. So my best friend's stepmom, who's also a teacher and also married to my principal, is blackout drunk and comes up to me and just starts talking to me about like my dad and having sex with my dad and like all this stuff in front of my friend, who's her stepdaughter. And like,
did she describe how big your dad's dick was?
The first thing she did.
Oh my God.
If you had the same dick as him.
The first thing she did. I mean, it was
so inappropriate.
It was so, and like, I didn't give a, I didn't care. It's like, I'd already known the story with my dad, but I felt bad for my friend who was there. And it was just, it's a
having
thing.
To hear that for the first time.
Yeah, it was interesting, but everyone in my town is like the coolest, like for the most part, like 99% of them, they're like, I love going back home. They're like the coolest, most like laid back, like supportive. They actually, it's so weird being in San Diego and then going back home and like, it takes me a second to adjust. I'm like, these people actually care that like I'm good. like I'm doing okay. It's such a weird like feeling to have that comfort.
Yeah, that's very weird.
Yeah, it is.
I don't have that.
Really?
I haven't been back in my hometown, I don't know, like 8 years.
Really?
Maybe a little more, 8.5.
That's a long time. Is it weird being that disconnected from your like childhood and like?
No, because they still all stalk me on Instagram.
Really?
Like a lot of them follow me. So then every once in a while I'll go through and I'll look at, and see who looked at my stories.
Yeah.
And then I'll see them and I'm like, okay, you guys are still getting your gossip to.
Really? Yeah. I don't know. I still love everyone. Like besides like maybe one or two adults that aren't even in the town anymore. Like I still love everyone from my hometown. Like I'll go back home and like whenever I go home, we'll just go have beers at my coach's house and like everyone's there. They just are actually interested in what you have to say. It's kind of nice. Plus I don't have the story where like I hate my hometown like a lot of people.
You're the entertainment for them too because you got out and like you're doing something.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm doing something yet. I think
you don't underestimate when you go somewhere.
Just leaving and getting out is doing something.
Yeah, it definitely does appear that way to people like back home, but then the reality of it I think isn't what they picture it. You know, it's like you're down here just doing open mics and doing a 9-to-5 and just grinding constantly.
Yeah.
And it just sounds glamorous because you see one show or something where it's like, that was cool, but it's, yeah.
Well, and then social media totally changed everything because now it's expected for you to share stuff. So then people make up fake shit to share.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I don't know. I'm not one of those people who goes back home and tries to exaggerate what I'm doing. I'm just like, I'm busy all the time. Like, yeah. Because you look at their life and it's like, you get kind of jealous of their life. It's like, oh, you got a wife, 2 kids, you have all this free time. Like you're like actually living a life with like structure and purpose. You know what I mean? Instead of just down here chasing your own selfish goals constantly.
Yeah, no, you know? Chase the selfish goals.
Yeah.
Today's word is
louder.
Suck it louder, baby. They just turned the volume up on their phone.
Y'all make
it
come
up
here, damn.
Yeah,
spread your legs out.
There's a police scanner going on.
What's that problem?
They need to know when.
Oh shit, here comes the fuzz.
You good.
Do you think the reason people want to go private is because they don't want some asshole walking in and going?
Yeah, but I thought you said an unlimited number of people can go private.
You'd have to know the room though. So if it's like, oh, everybody seems to be behaving themselves, hey, before someone comes and griefs us, why don't we
take it deep?
I'll go together.
Take it deep.
Maybe.
Fuck it. Fuck it deep.
Louder, bitch.
Come on, fuck it deep, bitch.
I've got a steel tipped condom. Can I fuck your mouth with it on?
Yeah.
What?
Fuck yeah. Take it. Suck it. Suck it. Take it deep. Nice long thick cut.
Keep going. Keep going, bitch.
Take that thick cock.
Suck it.
Why is someone crying?
Long heart stroke, baby. Long heart stroke.
Is this a therapy session for them?
I have no idea.
Fuck it.
They're like really reliving something painful.
Oh, we're just so heavy on the
louder,
on the group sex. I think was it Jenny Roberts was saying, oh my god, I never thought I'd be so happy to hear some guys playing with themselves. I think right now I could go for some like hateful yelling at each other. I shouldn't want that, but it's like there's been so much male groaning and moaning. But yeah, he's crying.
Yeah. Oh, this is a very deep therapy session for him.
Speaking of therapy, I was crying in therapy yesterday.
Louder,
it's like I'm trying to stop myself from crying, but then I'm like, I shouldn't stop myself, but I'm trying to talk, and then you get all choked up because you're trying not to let the dam break.
Yeah, but you know, you should honor your feelings.
Yeah, I know. It's just weird because it's mostly shit that I've resolved before, but then it's just being applied through a different lens because of my child. So you're like, oh God, it was more my baggage. I have to unburden her from my shit. Let her have her own bags. Mm-hmm. What bags do you want, honey? Would you like some Louis Vuitton?
Yes, please.
Like, Papa, you can give me all of your baggage as long as it's designer.
Yeah.
All right, taught her well. Do you think that guys... do you think the level of travel accessories and clothes changes the level of guy that will approach a female?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So having those badges of high maintenance, it excludes. Some people are just like, yeah, no, I'm out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a good filter.
Yep.
So really the best thing I can do for my little one as she's growing up is just... Yeah, like first thing should be a designer bag when she's mature enough to not destroy it in a week.
Yeah.
And that way all the boys know expensive
that,
pussy.
Yeah. And that she has like expensive expectations and upkeep and, you know.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Even the house that I have guys pick me up in front of is like really nice. So then... like that, plus like my nice shoes, my nice bags.
They'll like be like,
everything.
I don't want you to come over tonight. I think that we should do like a little getaway. Let's get out of the city to a cute little hotel or something instead of coming over to their shitty apartment.
Yeah, but then it just like sets up like a, you know.
Proper expectations.
Yeah, so then if you can't keep up with it.
So do you think that's why Jacob is attracted to the homeless women down in San Diego? He's like, I mean, I don't have my own place, but I've got a roof over my head.
Yeah, maybe. You know, their expectations are a little lower. Their upkeep's a lot lower.
He's not technically hobosexual, but close.
Yeah.
Okay. Money, power, and shoes.
I call money
power.
I mean, win-win for me, really.
Money,
power,
choose.
Money,
power,
choose.
The responsibility of having kids. Everybody's lying to the outside world. Mm-hmm. It sucks, dude.
Yeah,
it's so time-consuming. Like, and one of the two parents has to be responsible.
Mm.
Not both, unfortunately. So one of the people has to fucking take care of everything, and that person's life sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think either way, I think you're choosing your suck. You know what I mean? Like if you never like have like take the risk of having a long-term relationship and kids, it's like, I think there's probably some form of emptiness that comes with that, but then you have your time. No. Then the other way. You don't think so at all?
No.
Really?
I don't want kids.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
I don't know if I do either, but I think there's going to be like some form of emptiness I'll have to deal with down the road. Just from people I've spoken to. This is all anecdotal from people I've spoken to. Yeah,
so, but they, really, it's a lie. Everybody telling you that you're missing out, like, is it rewarding? I guess, but it is a negative time suck. Like, takes more than it gives.
Yeah.
And that part of it, like, I don't even know, when I think about the shit that my mom had to put up with.
Yeah.
I'm like, how could this possibly have been worth it for her?
Yeah.
And the compromises and sacrifices. And then it's like, I want to do shit. Like I want to travel. You can't travel. You have a kid. You're stuck.
Yeah. I think I have like, maybe it's kind of like this, perfectionist where like, I want to believe that there's some intrinsic value to like promoting someone else's life. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? You guys are looking at me like I'm insane. Yeah, I don't know. To like, there's some intrinsic like reward system built into us for giving.
Go be
a
big brother.
Yeah.
No, seriously. No, do the big brother program for.
Oh, I did in high school for 4 years. Yeah,
for kids that don't have dads.
Yeah. No, that's an idea for sure.
That's what I told my one friend. I have a friend that keeps buying puppies. And then getting rid of them. Like, really? I don't fucking know. But she's like, I think I want another puppy. And I was like,
she should foster.
I told her to do this. And she's like, oh, that's such a good idea. Yeah, I'm going to do that. And then like 3 weeks later, spent $5,000 on a fucking Doberman. Yeah. And I was like, what are you doing?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Is the problem that she wants puppies and she doesn't like them when they grow up?
No, she doesn't even have them long enough for them to grow up. That's no, funny. Like the first
she's
one,
like a midlife crisis dude that keeps dating 25-year-olds.
She's DiCaprio. Yeah.
With puppies.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I don't know. She got rid of each of them because of different reasons. Like the first one, her ex-boyfriend made her get rid of. The second one, she got rid of because it was pissing on everything and she didn't realize it. Because she doesn't have a sense of smell. So then she's like, oh, just I can't mold. Have this puppy because it's not house trained. And I'm like, well, yeah, you're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't just do it on its own, you know? And then the third one she got rid of because it didn't have its, like, purebred papers. I think she still has the fourth one. But, like...
Yeah.
I can't imagine it'll last long. She's going to be like, oh, I don't have the time because of work. And it's about to be summertime. I want to travel. Like she's going to get rid of it.
Interesting. Yeah. It would suck if kids were kind of like how sex is for guys where you're like your biology is driving you to the point you think you want it. And then afterwards, like, oh, I'm not proud of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would say though, if you have, so you just can't have two people that want to achieve stuff in life and have a family. Like you have to find a partner that just wants to raise a family.
Their goal is a family.
Exactly. Yeah. And then that to come home to the house and everything's going and you're just like, oh, I make the money and I have my fun and I come back to this. That's fucking great.
Yeah, definitely.
You have to make that happen though.
Yeah. Which is tough. Yeah. It's hard to make that happen while you have kids too. You kind of have to make that happen and then have the kids.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to pick the right partner, pick the right partner.
Yeah, I feel that. That is my goal. All right, if you want to see any of my comedy clips, any of my upcoming shows, anything to do with my comedy at all, please check out my Instagram. It's Austin Trafalette. That's Trafellet.
Yeah, the sister has to get a job. Good luck on that one. She weighs like 400 pounds.
Oh, fat people can't work.
This is, this is what people should do that gossip a lot. Because I've seen people that gossip a lot and they have to run their mouth, but they don't have a choice. It almost seems they need like this where you're talking to people who don't know anyone.
The next time you meet somebody that gossips too much, give them the line.
Yeah.
It's like, I got a phone number for you. 712-432 LOAD.
What happened? Did the parents pass away? Is that why
the father finally died? Yeah.
The other father?
And they all lived with the father.
I gotcha. They have gay daddies.
Bill, his brother, and his sister.
Yeah, but now the daughter has everything, right?
I guess. Yeah. I'm just trying to picture what age they would, like,
the fuck.
Sounds like
really just
the father would be in his 70s or 80s minimum if this was his friend.
There's quite a few of those out there.
Yeah.
Did they have gay dads 60 years ago?
No.
Yeah, they were just married to their wives.
That's how they got kids.
And now I live in Michigan, and in my travels, going to, you know, this fast food restaurant or, you know, this restaurant or this small store, it's like there's all kinds of elderly people out there working.
So these are just a bunch of white dudes pissed off there's gay people?
Are the high school and the college kids. And they all tell me the same thing. They don't want to work.
Oh, I saw a TikTok the other day. That was a guy reading and then showing newspaper articles going all the way back to like the 40s.
People nowadays don't want to work.
Nobody wants to work today.
Guys have to think they're the hardest workers.
It's right on their marquee outside.
Do the guys or the people know what kind of rooms they're going into? Whether it's like a horny room or like
So not that, but when they first call, they get to decide if they want to go to the straight side or the gay side.
I was going
to
say, because if these dudes accidentally hopped into one of the other rooms, they would be traumatized.
No. Well, sometimes they go to the gay side just to tell them how disgusting they're being. But then everyone that's beating it, like... Lucky. I don't know. It turns them on more.
Yeah.
So they're like, tell me how you hate it.
That's awesome.
I can see, but it's what I've been told is that.
That is actually sick.
A couple years ago, whenever.
We can blame it. We can blame it on so many things. The bottom line is we have an.
This is every conversation in my hometown. This is after every basketball game. They go have coffee and talk about this shit.
That's something that like old people do that I never understood. Like after dinner. They'll have a coffee and I'm like, so when do you sleep? Or you're just so old that you just pass out and it
doesn't matter? They're trying to maximize their time as much as possible.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Phone Freaks Podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.